presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4, call the control tower. CX-4, call the control tower. Stand by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1,200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Well, fellas and girls, lots of you are going to be pilots someday, either as officers in the Air Forces or just as plain civilians who love flying. Now, I'm going to tell you something that may surprise you. Did you know that not all private pilots are really aware of how their planes are built, how fast they will go, what their stalling characteristics are, how much of a load they can safely carry, what the proper gliding and landing attitude should be, and so forth and so on? Well, the surprise element may come from the fact that ordinarily, we think of any private licensed pilot as a person who has had much training, far more training, for example, than the average person who drives a car. Well, most of the country's pilots have had lots of training, but mostly it's been training in how to fly, regardless of what they're flying, whether it be a B-36 or a Piper Cub, and there's a big difference. Well, the point I want to make is that flying can be much more fun if a fellow takes the trouble to study and test his plane. Studying navigation and weather is important also. Handling a good aircraft requires as much patience and time as learning how best to become acquainted with your pet dog and teach him tricks. But once you know your ship, there's hardly anything that can happen to you unexpectedly. So next time you talk to a pilot friend of yours, ask him a few questions about his plane. If he answers fast and to the point, well, then you can be pretty sure he's his own test pilot. He knows his plane as well as you know your dog. Now I see time's up, but I'll be back in a few minutes, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. Native legend and superstition, underscored by several weird happenings, have created a night of terror for Hawk, Tank, and young Christopher Cross upon their arrival at the lost Mayan city of Xochitl. So, deciding to move fast, the boys entered the massive stone temple of Kumakan in the dead of night and searched through dark, twisting tunnels for the tomb where they knew they would find the mural they were to photograph. Reaching the tomb, with the aid of Chris's compass ring, they were startled to find an earthenware bowl filled to the brim with fresh milk. Now, more than ever determined to leave Xochitl as soon as possible, Tank was sent out into the passageway to bring in the camera and other equipment. A moment later, Hop and Chris were startled by his cry of alarm.
Jump it, Jenny. Hop, come here, quick.
On the double, Chris.
That's what happened now.
What is it, Tank?
Look, down the tunnel.
Huh?
Ah, I see ours.
The flashlight, Chris. Turn it down that way.
There's nothing there.
Tank, are you sure you weren't imagining things?
I saw them, too. Oh,
look at that bowl. It's empty.
It must be the cat. The black cat.
Impossible. Even if you did see a cat, it certainly couldn't have finished that whole bowl of milk in 2 minutes.
The milk ain't there, is it?
No. Come on, let's get this over with. Bring the camera inside, Tank.
Okay.
Set up the tripod in the middle of the tomb. Chris, you keep the flashlight on the wall so I can focus correctly.
All right.
Okay, here, Hop.
Yes. Set the camera on it. I want to check the wall, block out the sections of the photograph.
Want me to help you, Tank?
No, thanks. I can handle it.
Then do you mind if I look with Hop?
No, go on.
Thanks. Hop.
Yes, Chris.
What's so important about the wall anyway? I don't see any big secret on it.
Well, to be truthful, I don't either.
Pictures of a bunch of birds painted all over the wall. You know, they're kind of funny looking at that.
Aren't they? The way their wings curled down and out. All they hear are drawings of the wings alone.
You know what kind of birds they are?
Oh, they're pretty big, though.
Bigger than eagles.
Yeah, they might be condors, but I thought condors were only found in South America. Well, this is this. This is what Major McCall wants. It's up to us to give it to him.
Camera's all set up, Hawk.
Oh, good. Chris, bring the light farther back, will you?
How many shots you gonna take?
I'll cover the whole wall, then I'll break it down into sections. You have a flash gun and bolts?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Hold the light steady, Chris.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's about as sharp as I can get it. Okay, thanks. The film pack. Huh? The film pack, the unexposed negative.
Oh, sure.
Pop. What's the matter?
I forgot him.
What?
Oh, Tang.
It was in a different pack now that I think about it.
A fine time to start to think.
I'm awful sorry.
Being sorry doesn't help us take pictures.
I'll go back and get the film.
Ah, you stay put. Tang forgot it. It's his job.
Is go back alone?
Alone.
Oh, Hawk, them tunnels. They're awful dark.
Well, I'll go with you if it's all right with Hawk.
Okay. We can't do anything here without film.
Say, why don't all of us go back together so you won't be alone?
I don't mind. Get rolling now.
All right. Let's go, Chris.
Hawk, you keep the flag.
No, you need it more than I do. Now, will you two please get moving? You're wasting time.
Okay, come on, Chris.
Left in utter darkness, Hawk sits on the cold stone floor to wait for Tank's and Chris's return. The minutes pass slowly. The void-like blackness presses down upon him like a dead weight. There's nothing but silence. A silence which grows more oppressive with every beat of his heart. Suddenly, Hawk sits bolt upright, conscious of a faint stir somewhere nearby. Nerves tingling, alert, he tries to trace the sound. He shakes his head. He was imagining things.
I'm getting as bad as Tank.
But then, he's conscious of the sound again. This time, definitely alarmed, he rises to a crouching position and waits. Nothing happens. Now, convinced that he's the victim of nerves, he settles back against the wall, only to freeze, for not 10 feet away, two large eyes, gleaming like green coals of fire, hang suspended in midair. For a split second, Hop is unable to move, his bones and muscles turn to water. Then, with a tremendous effort, he heaves himself to his feet and rushes forward. But the eyes vanish as quickly as they appeared, and Hop crashes headlong into the wall. Shaken but unhurt, he looks around carefully, sees nothing more, and so resumes his seat on the floor, now counting the very seconds until Tank's and Chris's return. Meanwhile, Tank and Chris have reached the outside and, finding Pepita still tethered to a large stone, search through the backpack for the film. Stuffing it in their pockets, they turn and re-enter the tunnel, moving quickly, guided by the flashlight and compass ring.
Come on, Chris, step it up.
I don't think we should walk any faster. We might trip.
Then watch your step.
You're worried about Hop, aren't you?
Sure I am. All alone in there with that cat.
He wasn't really mad at you, was he?
Mad? About what?
You don't know, forgetting the film.
Oh, he was only letting off a little steam. Sure was dumb of me.
You like him, don't you?
Hop, sure, he's aces. Best pal the guy ever had.
Wish I had a friend like that.
Well, you have, two of them.
Who?
Hop and me. You rate pretty high with us.
Uh-huh, that's swell.
Hey, here's where the tunnel forks off. This way.
Oh, no, Tank, this way, to the right.
Come on, you're mixed up. We went down this way.
Tank, I'm sure
look,
we're
wasting time. This is the way we came. I'm positive. Come on.
Oh, all right, if you say so.
I think I'd make a mistake like that. I don't want to be hanging around in this creek joint any longer than I have to.
Me neither.
We should be getting close to the tomb now. Let's call Hop. Make him feel better. Hop! Hey, Hop! What an answer.
Tank, I think we came the wrong way.
Look, Chris, don't start that again.
But don't you remember, Tank? Last time my compass ring started acting crazy. Now it's holding steady south.
Well...
And look, there's another fork in the tunnel. We never saw that before.
Well, that's me all over. Always doing the wrong thing. I'm sorry, Chris. Okay, we'll go back. Let's run, huh? I'm getting worried.
Oh!
Chris, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Chris, you all right?
Yes, but I dropped the flashlight. And it's broken.
So the utter blackness closes around them like a blanket. Tank and Chris try to puzzle their way back to Hop, but turning and twisting, feeling for the walls to guide them, they realize they're lost.
Gang, there's a big surprise waiting for you at the climax of today's episode, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I told you about the value of studying your plane even after you've learned how to fly it. Now, of course, most of you do no flying at all, except occasionally as passengers. But in this air age, the chances are that many of you will sometime find yourselves at the controls of an Army or Navy plane, or even possibly your very own private plane. There are all kinds of courses available to teach you how to fly. Some of them are short courses that leave out lots of information which it's expected the pilot will pick up later on as he increases his time spent in the air.
Then, as in the Army and Navy, the courses are really complete. The students learn a great deal. In fact, almost everything there is to know about planes in general and planes in particular. Yet, the Army and Navy are not inclined to let their pilots grow old. They like young men. And many former service pilots, after becoming civilians, find themselves waiting a long time before they can afford to resume flying at their own expense. Well, by that time, of course, planes may have changed. New types of construction have been perfected. And truly, the ex-pilots may find themselves almost bewildered by the difference. Thus, when they take up flying again, their problem, although simpler than the amateur, is complicated by the fact that they have to start to learn all over again. Some of them take the time and effort to do this. Others don't. But any good natural pilot will tell you that unless a man knows his plane inside out, he's not going to get half the fun and satisfaction from flying that the man who does know his plane gets. It's part of the job of keeping up with the world. And your world, or part of it, is in the air. For always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Retracing her steps after taking a wrong turn in the tunnel, Chris stumbled and dropped the flashlight, and he and Tank were lost in the blackness. Now, as we join them, they are trying to feel their way back along the rough stone walls.
I'm awfully sorry I dropped the flashlight, Tank.
No, forget it. It's all my fault. I made you take the wrong turn.
Maybe if we called Hop now, he'd hear.
Well, it's worth a try. Hop! Hey, Hop! Hop! Can you hear us?
Let's try again. Hop! Hop!
Hop, it's us! Chris and Tank!
Tank!
Chris!
Tim! Where are you?
We got into the wrong tunnel and our lights busted.
Keep walking toward the sound of my voice.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris. Take it easy or you'll trip again.
I'll be careful.
What happened?
I pulled a boner again. Where are you?
Well, the tunnel's branched off. I'm coming towards you.
Good.
Gosh, I'm sure glad to hear his voice.
You and me both, kid. You and me both.
Did you bring the film?
I don't make the same mistake twice.
I'm not far apart now. I can hear you very plainly.
Wish we could see you.
Easy now. We'll bump into each other.
I got my hand.
Hey! Calm down.
Oh,
sure. I'm sorry all this happened, Pop. It was my fault.
Oh, forget it. Let's go back to the tomb now.
What about some light to focus the camera?
Oh, that's right.
There's another flash in the path.
This time, we'll all of us go. I don't like splitting up.
Okay, Tank. Come on.
What's that?
Duck! Quick, Duck. Come on.
What?
I don't know.
Hop, what's the matter?
A wall.
A wall? There's no wall here.
Well, nothing. This is smooth. The tunnel is all bumpy and rough.
Oh, good luck.
What is it?
Stone slab. That's what we heard. It's blocking the tunnel.
Then come on. Let's go back the other way.
Hey, listen.
That was the same kind of noise. From down there.
Oh, no. Chris is right, man. The tunnel's blocked at both ends. We're trapped.
Yes, trapped in a tunnel made of solid rock. Caught in a black, airless void deep inside an abandoned temple. Gang, there's lots of action and suspense ahead, so tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airwaves. Come on, Hop! We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.